Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, we bring the thrills of Africa to life in Sandusky, Ohio. Book your trip to the world's coolest indoor water parks at kalahariresorts.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of Sports Elite with Tay and Brandon. It's me, it's Tay. You know, all y'all know me out there. Special shout out to everybody who's watching me right now live over Facebook Live. I see Yvonne and Shelby. Hello, and I hope y'all ladies are having a great, great, great night. Today we have a special guest on our show. Her name is Miss Venora Lewis. She's out of New York. And make sure y'all go on Twitter right now and follow her at sports with a Z underscore lady. And you can also hashtag any of your questions, hashtag sports lady, and she'll answer any of your questions, anything you got to know. But she's going to be on the show live tonight. We got a lot of topics coming up tonight. We're going to talk about Craig Sager. Of course, we're going to give up our NFL picks of the week. We also want to talk about Russell Westbrook being in the MVP conversation. Also, can the Packers run the table? And also, we're going to talk about the game tonight, the updates of that. You know, the Rams and the Seahawks are playing tonight, and usually they play each other tight. That game is always pretty close. It's a division game. In any division, as y'all football fans know, they always be pretty tight, just like the Cowboys and the Giants game last week. It was tight. So we're not going to let y'all wait no more longer. I'm going to go ahead. We can hit our first commercial break, and then I'm going to get Miss Lewis on the line, and we're just going to go ahead and get into the show, all right? Y'all make sure I'm on there. Y'all keep it locked.
Hi, sports fans. This is Rick Doc Walker, former Super Bowl champion for the Washington Redskins and current Redskins sideline reporter and co-host on ESPN 980 in Washington. Well, it's almost that time again, not simply for football, but for Thunderball. Is it really possible that anything could be more exciting than football season? Yes, indeed. That's right. Thunderball, the ability to bet on sports year-round from your local sports bar, plus 24/7 on Facebook using your smartphone or tablet.
All right, and we're back. So just so y'all know, y'all can go ahead and call into the show. Go ahead and get into the queue, 213-943-3407. Again, that number is 213-943-3407. Go ahead and call in. You never know. You might win some tonight. You might win some money. You might win a Stacey Strong bracelet that I got on right here. You just never know what I might give away tonight. Also, you get to ask our special guest any type of question you want that's sports-related. Think of some. You never know what she'll say, all right? And also, go ahead and log on to your Facebook. So if you're not right now, go ahead and follow us on Facebook at Sports Elite and join our group and like our page. Also, follow us on Twitter at Sports Elite and on Instagram at underscore Sports Elite. All right, so let's go ahead and get our guest on the line, Ms. Lewis, all right? Yeah?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yes, I can hear you, Tay. How are you?
I'm good, and you? All right. Everybody, just go ahead and introduce yourself to the world right now. Like I said, we got people that's listening to us, and then I'm on Facebook Live broadcasting the show. So go ahead. Introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Venora Lewis. I'm 24. I'm from New York. I am a huge advocate of sports, so I want to be a sports analyst. And I made Sports Ladies so that I can show a female, like, outlook on sports. Similar to, like, Jemele Hill, how she has her, like, they have his and hers. I have, like, my own little thing on Twitter. So please join my Twitter debates and Twitter, like, competitions and contests. I'm always down to talk about every sport. I'm a fan of them all. I'm a huge New York fan of the Knicks and the Giants.
Knicks and the Giants, huh?
Yep.
I must say, you know me. I'm a diehard Cowboy fan, and You know, I love my Bulls. I'm dressed
then
in,
you already know
you know, my Chicago Bulls gear. Hey, you know, I got to switch it up here and there. You know, everybody, you know, they want to know, you know, do I represent all my team? Yeah, I always rock my team stuff. I got nothing but any team I cheer for, that's what's in my closet, you know what I'm saying? But that's good. Y'all heard her. She said, make sure you follow her on Twitter and join in her debates now. Don't be shy. Go ahead, especially y'all sports elite, you know, veterans. Y'all get in there with
please,
her now.
Yeah.
Show y'all what you got.
Exactly. Give me some questions.
All right,
what you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. So right now, I just want to talk about the Packers. And I know, you know, right now, you know, they're on a little run right now. And do you think they can run the table?
I love Aaron Rodgers. I find he's like one of my favorite quarterbacks. Yeah. But no. The Packers are not going to run the table. Sorry. I know it's like a – people are like, oh, why did you say that? Yeah, no. I see like they've had like a good – they have a few good games going. I don't think they could beat the Seahawks in the playoffs. Like that was like a kind of a fluke game to me, the last week's game. But I think they had a good – start like they're having a good like momentum right now, but it's not good enough for this year's playoffs. But next year, definitely, if they keep it up.
But you don't think
healthy, Aaron Rodgers
if
healthy,
they can,
yeah.
You don't think if they get on the if they get at home, they get one game at home, because you know if they win that division, they get a home game guaranteed. You don't think that they'll win that home game because the Packers are hard to beat in Lambeau.
Yeah, they're hard to beat in Lambeau. But there's some, you know.
Now I know they're a different team on the road.
Yeah, on the road they're not strong on the road, and it's upsetting because I do like the Packers. But on the road, no, they're not the team that not this year. I feel like more next year is a possibility, but no. I still see Seattle and New England for the Super Bowl.
Seattle and New England Super Bowl.
If the Giants
that's
just
what
fall
some
apart,
people, a lot of people
Seattle,
think that.
That's what I think that preseason.
Oh, you should still.
Oh,
three games left. The Packers got the Bears, Vikings, and the Lions. And I think they can run the table. And I'm gonna tell you this why. The Bears are trash. They're dumpster fire. They got Matt Barkley at quarterback right now. You know, Matt Barkley, I mean, he was a few years ago the backup quarterback for the Eagles, and you know, got a spark starting was garbage. Then they got the Vikings. And the Vikings, they got the Vikings at home in Lambeau. The Vikings is going to be tough because they have a good defense. But their offense is just child's play, middle school. So I think they have a chance versus the Vikings. Because the Vikings, they can score field goals, but they can't score touchdowns.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is about Sam Bradford. He can't move the ball. Yeah, but the Lions will be a tough one week 17.
Them.
Yep.
The Lions
are the number 21
like, I have
the
Lions
defense.
Yeah.
You have the Lions
but
going
they have
winning that division?
Oh, the Lions are going to win the division.
That's a good choice, yeah.
They're not winning this weekend. Not beating the Giants weekend, but they're going to win the division.
The Lions got three tough games, you know, their last three games. They got the Giants, they got the Cowboys, and they got the Packers. That's a tough game. Those last three are on the road because they play y'all in New York, correct?
They do play in New York. You're right.
Yep, and they play Dallas in Dallas.
And they play Dallas in Dallas.
Dang, they play – matter of fact, they play at home week 17 because the Green Bay has to go to the Lions. I'm sorry. That's my error. I'm sorry, guys. I mess up sometimes.
They have two away games and one home game. But don't sleep on Matt Stafford.
I'm not
don't,
this
don't
year. They're saying that he's having an MVP-type caliber season. I kind of agree because he has a total of six comeback wins this year. You know?
Yep.
That he could – they could have
like
lost.
Last
they didn't have those comebacks.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. They would be well below 500. You know, one of the ones that – it was, 49 seconds when they beat the Washington Redskins. And all he had was 49 seconds, and they just rolled it down the field on their defense like it wasn't nothing. That was one of my favorite ones that I actually watched on that one because I really thought that Washington had that game wrapped up. But that goes to tell you, it's not over until it's over when the fat lady sings, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, once you get to a double,
but
a triple zero, that's when it's over.
That's true. But I still see, you know, the Packers making, trying to make a little push at the end. And they're going to need some help from some other teams to lose. Perhaps, just like on the rest of the NFC, they already lost to Minnesota. They already lost to the Redskins. So they have the tiebreaker over them right now. They will need a lot of help. They will need to keep winning and hope that each week that the Redskins, the Vikings, they just keep, they lose. That's the only way, really.
Yes, they need them to lose.
They will make it in. Yeah.
And that's a
lot.
They
shot themselves in the foot earlier this year, and I thought that because they didn't have a really running game. They had Ty Montgomery, you know, playing running back. He's a wide receiver. You know, Starks just came in today. The Starks is in the concussion protocol. Something is going on in Green Bay that they just can't keep their running backs. What you think?
Green Bay can't stay healthy. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to stay healthy, they can be able. They would have been. I would honestly say if they were healthy the entire season, they could have been at the top of their division. But they haven't been healthy. Aaron Rodgers is now hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like wishy-washy. Then you got like, you know, you're losing some of your players because they're getting hurt too much. You got to keep everybody healthy. That's the key.
Everybody. That's right.
The
you got to keep everybody healthy. And they're
right
not
now,
healthy.
AP.
And they're saying
so,
that he,
Vikings,
he wants
thing.
To come back week 16. Yeah, with AP, week 16, he's eyeing his comeback. I think he should just pack it up and come back next season. Really let that thing heal. You know,
exactly.
I don't see the Vikings winning, going to the playoffs this year. They can try again next year, but Bradford ain't their guy. I'm sorry. I was in Minnesota a few weeks ago when my Cowboys played Minnesota, and wow.
Which was a
the Minnesota offense
showed.
Was really bad.
Yes, that showed how bad the offense was, but it also showed how, you know, Dak has weaknesses because he's a rookie. He's still a rookie.
Oh, he does. And I tell people all the time, he has weaknesses. He's a rookie. I don't expect him to be, like, awesome. You know, I expect it. You know, he's playing well better than I expected, you know, when they say he was starting week one. I've admitted that. I didn't expect this, you know. But, you know, he has weaknesses. You know, it's only certain plays that they let him play. If people who watch the game, you know, they have a certain amount of playbook, and that's usually what they do for rookies, just to simplify the game for them. Just like with Zeke's runs, they do certain run packages for him to simplify the game because they're rookies. And we have somebody who else agrees with you that's on here. Her name is Kim Dunn, and she says Packers won't make it this year. They are getting older, so they are on their downslide. Do you agree with that?
See, that also goes back to why so many of them are injured, because they are older. They need to bring in some more young blood into their team and let them be mentored by some of the older players, because the Packers have no reason to not be, like, number two, like, in their seat. There's no reason why they're not. The fact that they are, like, below the Vikings without AT has me confused. And that's why I think that needs to be done, fixed. They need to bring some new blood in, bring some rookies in, train them up, and then get them out there. Let's see what happens.
Yes.
But I don't see that going this year.
Yes. Yeah, they do. They're old. They need more, you know, I guess. They need defense. Their defense has been lackluster for years. It's just that Rodgers could outscore, you know, the other team. And I think it's time for them to just totally revamp their defense. And, again, when I thought that they needed to revamp their defense, it's another game with Washington, how Kirk Cousins picked apart that whole secondary. I mean, just straight go routes to Crowder and Jackson.
And Kirk Cousins is
back
not a tier-one quarterback.
Offensive series. I'm sorry.
He's not a tier-one quarterback. I said he's not a tier-one quarterback.
No, Kirk Cousins is not a tier-one quarterback.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
For that to happen,
Has
me questioning.
Not at all.
The team. Questioning Packers and their abilities right
now. Exactly.
That's why I said they couldn't be in the playoffs.
Yep.
You let Kirk Cousins.
I agree with you. And also, someone also said in our Facebook Live feed, they're saying, Kim Dunn, she says, I also look for a coaching change if they don't make the playoffs. That's an interesting swing on things. I don't know. Mike McCarthy is pretty okay offensive-wise.
Yeah, he's been okay offensive-wise. I wouldn't say switch the coach. I think it's need to bring in some new blood. That's what I think you need to do. I don't think switch the coach yet. Mm-hmm. Now, if they go like 4-12 next season, okay, then wait a minute. We got to pause and, you know, talk to look higher up.
Mm-hmm.
But switching the coach now, I think it's a little too early. Jumping the gun too early with that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Kim. I disagree with you on that, too. I think to keep, you know, McCarthy, you know. I know Aaron Rodgers been grumbling about him. You know, everybody grumbles about their coach. Even Brandon Cooks down there grumbling about, you know, his coach down there in New Orleans right now because he ain't getting the ball. But as I'm looking at the NFL standings right now in the NFC, the Green Bay Packers are currently – wow, they're below Tampa, Washington, and Minnesota, as I stated. So, I mean, they
would need.
It's going to be pretty tough for them to do it. But even if they do run the table, they're going to need the Washington Redskins and Minnesota Vikings to lose. Yeah. It's basically, they basically cooked. They shot themselves in the foot, you know, doing it.
Yeah.
That four-game losing streak that they had.
Exactly.
But it's all good. So we're going to go ahead and take our next commercial break. Y'all go ahead. I see y'all calling in. If you want, still have time to call in, the number is 213-943-3407. Again, that's 213-943-3407. You can talk to Ms. Lewis tonight, ask her whatever questions you got. All right, so I'm going to get to one of y'all calls as soon as we come back from this commercial break. All right, keep it locked.
Hi, sports fans. This is Rick Doc Walker, former Super Bowl champion for the Washington Redskins and current Redskins sideline reporter and co-host on ESPN 980 in Washington. Well, it's almost that time again, not simply for football, but for Thunderball. Is it really possible that anything could be more exciting than football season? Yes, indeed. That's right. Thunderball, the ability to bet on sports year-round from your local sports bar, plus 24/7 on Facebook using your smartphone or tablet.
And we're back. We'll go ahead and take our first caller of the night. Last 4-5-4-50. You on the line with Tay. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is Quincy Fields. I have a question.
Oh, hi. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, what do you think? Who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl?
You
okay? Is that for me or our guest?
For you.
Okay. Well, my preseason picks, you know, was Seattle and the Patriots. That's who I picked, you know, in preseason. My thoughts on that have changed. I really think that, you know, if New York gets in and they're hot and they're going to ride that hot defense, I think they have a chance to go. Also, if Dallas can run their way, you know, to the Super Bowl, I think they have a chance as well. But I got to stick with my preseason picks. I usually stick with what I said preseason. So that's who I thought.
Oh, okay.
Okay, who do you think?
I'm going with the Giants.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Yeah. Who you got, Ms. Lewis? Who you got?
Giants and Patriots. It's possible again. Round three.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely possible. You got any other questions for us, sir?
What'd you say?
I said, you got any other questions for us?
No.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for calling in and being a listener, sir. You have a great night, all right?
You too.
All right. So someone called in and they asked us, who do we think that we had going to the Super Bowl? So, hey, we gave our choices. I gave my preseason choices. Hey, everybody has their opinion, right? It's a change.
Exactly.
All right, so we'll go ahead and to our next topic, and we're going to switch it, you know, to the NFL playoff, the total playoff race. Now, it's a tight race right now. The only one team has clinched their spot, their ticket, they're guaranteed they're going, and that's the Dallas Cowboys. And everybody else is still fighting for a spot, including in the AFC. The Patriots haven't even clinched yet. You know, that's because they're only one game ahead of Kansas City. And
and the Chiefs are looking
that's
hot
tough
this
right
year.
There. They are. And I've been picking the Chiefs all year. And I've been telling people the Chiefs, if they can get it together, they'll be all right. And, you know, they have a wide receiver named Tyreek Hill that has came out this year and has really, I mean, just put a spark into that offense when Jamie Maclin went down with the hamstring injury. Are you familiar?
I am. Actually, I've been following the Chiefs because I actually got into a little Twitter war about him. And they have exploded. And I'm just looking. I didn't see that coming. I never saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
So when – and like you said, he blew up this year. That offense is, like, unstoppable. And they don't have a good quarterback, like, not even really there. It's mostly just, like, everyone else besides him is that good. I'm really in shock because I had the Patriots.
Yeah.
No problem. They had it, no problem. But then the Chiefs came up out of nowhere, and I didn't see that coming. So I thought, oh, okay. The AFC is having a little bit of competition, something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFC, wait a minute, your Cowboys don't have it yet. You still have to beat the Bucks.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we have clinched a playoff spot. Yeah, we've clinched a playoff spot. You can check that out on NFL.com and ESPN.com. The Dallas Cowboys have clinched a playoff spot. You know, they haven't clinched the division, but they have an X by their name, which means they're going to the playoffs. Yeah, guaranteed. Like nobody else has. You know. Yeah, you know, it still is. You know, it's you know, we're still two games ahead. And so that means we at least have to win one more game.
If you guys
two, and then hope. It's pretty much, you know, New York lose and any of these three games and Dallas keep winning, it's pretty much over. Because it's only three games left. You know, it's just certain games that, you know, the Giants, you know, lost that they should have won that could have kept them closer. Especially like that game, I want to say when Eli threw that game in the interception. Yep, the game in the interception to Sewell Cravens, who's unfortunate. He's out for the year now with a shoulder torn labrum. That was a win right there. You know, that was right there in the red zone. I'm just saying, you know, it's still a tight race in the NFC
that hurt.
East,
thank
but
you.
All NFC wise, you know, you got these last the 6th, 7th, and 8th right here. You got Minnesota 7-6, Washington 7-5-1, and Tampa Bay 8-5. I always told Washington fans that tie was going to come back to bite them in some type of way. I didn't know how, I didn't know when, but in some type of way, because if they didn't have that tie, they would be, if they would have went on and won, they would be 8-5 right now. And have a better overall NFC record where they would have gave them the tiebreaker over Tampa Bay, and they would be in that 6th spot right now. But because they have that tie, you know, they only give you 0.5 win percentage, it's hurting them right now. That's a tough spot, you know, even though they try to tell me that the tie doesn't, you know, it doesn't hurt. Yes, it does.
But clearly it does. It hurts when it comes down to the playoffs. People keep forgetting that part.
It does. And look at Seattle.
Seattle's
didn't have that tie, they would be 9-4 right now and wouldn't have lost their number 2 spot to the Giants. I mean, to the Lions. It hurts. It comes down in the crunch time. It hurts. It's hurting Arizona right now. You know? But, you know, Arizona's a dumpster fire this year anyway. But I do think they have the best running back in the league on their team.
Yes, they do. That's such a waste. He's wasting his last
scrimmage.
Year, too. He's, like, wasting away.
Yep, it is.
That's
and somebody wants to let you know on Facebook that the Lions are going to shock the world. Okay.
They have
been. ATL, I told her.
They have been shocking the world.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge fan of Matt Stafford. I watched him when he was in college. I watched him when he got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
He is the ticket to the Lions. That's the ticket. But
I definitely agree.
Going to Super Bowl, I still don't see them going to the Super Bowl. Sorry.
I don't see them going to the Super Bowl either.
Nah.
So who do you I want you to give me your 16s. I want you to give me your 16s in the NFC, who you got that's going to, at the end, that's going to make the playoffs. Your 16s, who you got?
All right. Dallas is going. Dallas, Lions, Seahawks. I'm still saying Falcons, man. I still feel like they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Giants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say, I'm still going with the Bucks. I think that the current lineup, I think that's what it's going to be. I want the Packers, but I know they're not ready yet. Not yet. Vikings, no. God, no.
I think Redskins, Tampa can hold on to that last spot as well.
Yeah, I think they can hold it
they
on.
They still got
next 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I think Tampa
can hold it on. Yep, and I've been a fan of him since he was at Florida State. All right, so let's move to the AFC. Now, of course, you got the usual suspects, the New England Patriots up there. And, you know, the defending Super Bowl champions are not looking good right now. You know, they're just in their last spot. And if they lose this week to the Patriots, they're out of the playoff spot.
Yeah.
What is wrong with
Broncos
them? Do you know what's wrong with the Denver Broncos?
The Broncos, they don't got a coach. The coach is messed up. Their quarterback is, like, young and doesn't know what he's doing. It's like they had a great start, and they just fell apart out of nowhere. And I just don't see anything good. I don't even see that they shouldn't even be in the playoffs. I don't see anything worth watching. Like, when their game comes out, I don't even want to watch it.
They shouldn't. I think their offense is lackluster. This year, they're number one pass defense and the number 32 rush defense. That's not the defense that they had last year. That defense last year was basically first in everything, you know, first across the board. And that's the only thing that's helping them win games, really, because that offense with Trevor Siemian is really not moving the ball. And that's how come Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, their numbers are down.
They're way down from last year.
Do you think? Oh yeah. Do you think CJ?
I can't blame CJ Anderson. I can't blame it on Trevor Siemian because he did start off okay. It's just as a unit, offensive unit, like they're not catching the wide receiver aren't catching passes. Trevor Siemian can get sacked. They're not functioning anymore, and that's why I think this gonna knock them out of the playoffs because the Broncos are not beating the Patriots this weekend. It's not gonna happen.
No, the Broncos are not. I think they lose to the Patriots this weekend. I just think that their offense, you know, can't score, and the Patriots' defense is actually pretty tough. So I see the Patriots walking into Mile High and winning that game. But who else can sneak in is the Miami Dolphins. Now let's go back to the beginning of the season. The Miami Dolphins was terrible. They look terrible.
Yeah, about
they
today.
Could sneak
You're
in
right.
again. Even though Ryan Tannehill, they could. And you know who else is getting hot right now at the right time that I like? It's the Baltimore Ravens.
I don't trust Flacco enough. Like,
okay. Well, no, why not?
I see what you're saying, but don't trust Flacco.
I trust their defense. Their defense is basically number one in the league right now.
True.
You know, who are your top?
I gotta really think on that one.
Okay, so tell me, who's your top six right now in the AFC that you got that's gonna stamp their ticket that's going to this year's playoffs?
Of course, the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs.
Yep.
I do agree with you with the Dolphins. I think they're going to slide that last seat, but Steelers.
Oh.
Possibly get them.
I definitely.
I guess they're possibly getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see who else.
Oh, Lord, you got them Patriots fans riled up. I see y'all.
Cause the Patriots,
I see y'all.
They know what it is. Every year they go. They know they're going to be up in there. So.
Yep, okay. So we'll go ahead and take another call right now. Last
okay.
Four, 5450. You on the air with Tay. What's your name? Caller. You on the air with Tay. What's your name? Okay, I guess somebody's shy, phone shy. Y'all go ahead and give us a call. 213-943-3407. Again, that's 213-943-3407. And call in and go ahead and ask our special guest any question that you want that's sports related, anything. She's a Giants fan, so you can mess with her about her Giants. She's a Knicks fan. You can mess with her about her Knicks. Our next segment,
we're
going to go ahead and switch over to. Y'all, y'all doing better than what I thought y'all was going to be. But
Knicks are coming back.
We'll go ahead and switch over to the NBA on our next segment. We're going to go ahead and hit up our last commercial break, so y'all keep it locked.
Hi, sports fans. This is Rick Doc Walker, former Super Bowl champion for the Washington Redskins and current Redskins sideline reporter and co-host on ESPN 980 in Washington. Well, it's almost that time again, not simply for football, but for Thunderball. Is it really possible that anything could be more exciting than football season? Yes, indeed. That's right. Thunderball, the ability to bet on sports year-round from your local sports bar, plus 24/7 on Facebook using your smartphone or tablet.
And we're back. And that number again to call in is 213-943-3407. Again, 213-943-3407. And we got a question from you for one of our people who's viewing us live right now on Facebook Live. They want to know, are you a Rangers fan?
Yes, I am.
She says she's a Rangers fan, y'all. I know y'all
can
hear, but.
A Yankee fan.
And a Yankee fan. Okay, I'm a Braves fan. I went down there this year for our last year at Turner Field. I had a good time, even though we got smoked, but I still enjoyed my time. Right now on the NBA-wise, everybody's talking about Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook, you know, he had 7 straight triple-doubles this year. That ties Oscar Robertson and Michael Jordan, you know, for the most. And do you think that he's right now, he's leading Canada for the MVP? Do you think so?
Yes, I do. I think that because Westbrook is by himself on OKC right now. He is a star of OKC.
Uh-huh.
And he's really pulling his team by himself. If you think about it, that's how they're winning right now. Like he's ridiculous right now. He's amazing. So for him not to even be, because even in the, he should be like the first, the person they should pick for the MVP this year, I feel. Because Steph Curry, not this year. He's not having a year. This is not his year. Klay Thompson is having a good year, but not as good. Yeah, he has Steph Curry and he has Kevin Durant. So it's not just him by himself. Westbrook's by himself. So I definitely think he should be the MVP of the year. Especially if he keeps this up right now. Oh, yes, definitely.
They have to make the playoffs. You know, I think, you know, they have to make the playoffs. Right now their record is 15-11. They're in the 7th seed if the playoffs was to start today, which, yes, we know that it doesn't. But
yeah.
I think for the MVP, they can't be on a team that doesn't make the playoffs. And yes, he's by himself, and he only has two on his team. I mean, they could. You're right. They could not. They can't lose too much in the Western Conference because, you know, even Portland's in the 8th seed, and they're 13-14. And so they're only 3 games back from being in the 8th seed. Well, 3 games ahead from being in the 8th seed. So, I mean, you just never know. That team is so up and down, OKC. They got Gobert. They got who else on that team? Cantor. Steven Adams. Oladipo. Who else? Roberson come off the bench. Like, who else is on that team? Like you said, nobody. But I do think that's going to be their downfall towards the end of the season because they don't have, you know, nobody else to help him. And he could get worn down, unfortunately. You know, he's playing over 40 minutes. And he's averaging 40.2 minutes a night. That's a lot of minutes in an 82-game season.
That's true, but he's 28. He's still – he got it. I feel like he got this. I feel like he can definitely get them into the playoffs. And once he gets them into the playoffs, you got to admit, if he can get them into the playoffs, he is MVP. Come on.
I mean,
he's
the MVP. Yep, if he do, he's the MVP. I give him that. You know, if he gets into the playoffs, he's the MVP. But no MVP should come from a team that's not in the playoffs. Also, I don't think Steph Curry is going to win it. He's just not having that year, like you said. You know, Kevin Durant came in there and took some of those shots away from him that he had, took that shine. Klay Thompson is going to be gone after this year. I just don't see him sitting there and staying with that. You know, I just don't see it. In the Eastern Conference, people saying LeBron. LeBron, to me, is not doing any MVP caliber-ish stuff.
Why not?
The only one I see.
Like, he's playing typical LeBron.
Yeah, that's what I come to expect of LeBron. You know, it's
–
yeah. Let me see you go to the New Orleans Pelicans, LeBron, or the – yeah. Let me see you go to the Philadelphia Sixers, LeBron, and make them win.
Exactly.
Let me see that.
And bring up to the
Kings. You know?
Yeah, okay. Then we can say something
else.
You're getting an MVP.
Yeah, you know.
But,
that,
you know, he already won.
Yep.
With the Cavs.
Exactly. So let's go to your Knicks here. Your Knicks, they're sitting in the third spot right now at 14-11. They play Golden State tonight in Golden State. So, Knicks fans, I need to hear from you. You know, I want to know, do you think this Knicks is a super team? Because there was a lot of talk about it, you know, y'all's a super team,
yep.
You know, now. I don't agree. I think y'all super team that's in the medical room all the time. But I don't think y'all super team now. Come on now.
I would say we are a good team. I'm not going to use the word super because I'm not going to jinx us. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to use good. Because Derrick Rose is playing
I do
out.
Think y'all.
He's
I do think y'all out. Are playing good. You know, and he's out
now,
tonight. He's out tonight because his back. Melo's out tonight for rest. Melo's up and down. But I agree with you. Y'all a good team. What y'all did that I liked that helped y'all, y'all stopped running that triangle. That triangle offense, the Phil Jackson mastermind, is just, y'all didn't have the personnel for that. And I thought y'all were better off just running your own thing. And y'all playing well. I give y'all that, even though I hate the Knicks. I don't like the Knicks at all.
You
I hope y'all lose every game.
Oh, you're
I hate
a Bulls
the
fan. That's why. Okay.
I do. Of course. You know, we're rivals. Come on. Yeah, of course.
Nah, you shouldn't hate and throw shade at the Knicks.
Yeah, we're losing right now. We're getting smoked right now to the Milwaukee Bucks, 73-95, you know. And I'm sitting up here on Facebook Live with all my, you know, with my Bulls hat on, you know. Hey, I got to go down with the ship, right? Well, we're sitting in the fourth spot right
loyalty.
Now. That's loyalty for me right there. So we'll go ahead and take this caller. Caller, last four, 3408, you on the air with Tay.
Yeah, hello.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? This is Jahani here from Tampa. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's going
good,
on, Jahani? You got a question for our guest tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted. She was talking about the Knicks. I happen to be a long-suffering Knicks fan for the last 35 years. How about that?
Okay.
So here's my question. So we got our guy Porzingis. He's doing his thing. I like it, right? But we got Carmelo taking breaks tonight, right? And then we got the old guy Derrick
uh-huh.
Rose, and the other old guy over there Noah. Who's gonna be the leader of my team? Going for the next 3 to 5 years.
Porzingis.
That's
that
what I
fired.
Wanted to hear. Porzingis.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. So
Melo right
so,
now is like Mel had
what
like
do we
two
do
first
with Melo?
Downs.
Where does he go? What do we do with him? He thinks he's the guy. He's not the guy. It's got to be Porzingis.
No, he's no longer our guy. He like there's good Melo, and then we have greedy Melo, and greedy Melo is killing us right now.
Greedy Melo is
so
killing
have,
us right now.
Yeah. So what I need, we need to get Melo out, of the game more because we need because he's killing Porzingis. He'd be like, this is gonna be open. Melo to take the shot and miss. And we ain't got time for that. We need to get Melo
if
out.
If our Knicks are gonna have a chance, I say the offense runs through Porzingis. Melo becomes like a fifth or sixth guy, you know, kind of like the Ray Allen type. Come off the bench,
yep.
Shoot your eyes out, go back to the bench. You know what I mean?
Oh, yep. Oh, wow.
I feel that, yes.
Melo, the fifth or sixth option?
Hey, I'm just saying. He's old. Porzingis is young.
Melo was hurting us.
You mean greedy?
Melo,
you know,
we have greedy Melo. We have
his high volume of shots.
Look,
Melo,
I don't want to see another.
Right on the team.
I don't care. I don't want to see another 7-for-22 type night he's had before this year. I want to see the young kid dropping, you know, double doubles. You know, I want to see him putting buckets in there. I want to see him rebounding. I want to see him doing his thing. I love Melo. I got his jersey, but it's hanging in my closet. I might have to get a Porzingis. You know.
I think it's time for you to buy a Porzingis jersey. I do think that's your future. Y'all future star. Even though you Knicks fans booed him on draft night, I ain't gonna forget.
I didn't.
Y'all
I didn't
booed
boo
him.
I went to Google. I went to Google first. I went to Google before I booed him.
Okay. Good move right there. Good move. Well, yeah, you're right. I think he is your future. I do think that good things will go if y'all can build around Porzingis and get him a team around him, some shooters. You know, another big man beside him because he is for real. When I was in Minnesota, I did catch them when they were during that weekend when I was up there for the Dallas game. I caught them when they played the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Porzingis is nice. He's the truth. Him and Carl Anthony Towns went at it. And that's his footwork and how he can shoot to be that tall is a thing of beauty. So y'all got a gem right there. Just got to work it out some type of way out there in Knicks land.
I hope we can get it done. Ladies, beautiful talking to you guys. I got to go beat my kids, put them in the bed so I can get up tomorrow and go to work. Thank you very much. I love your show.
All
right, thank you so much for calling. Have a good night. Bye-bye. All right, guys, that can be you. That's a guy from the Knicks, you know. He loved the Knicks. He said he got his Melo jersey hanging up in the closet. They got to be a hurt feeling to you Knicks fans out there. And we have someone says, Melo would never be down for that. You're right. Melo just all about that bread.
No.
He liked all that money that the Knicks paying him. I don't think he really wants to win a championship. You know, this summer when he said, you know, winning the Olympic medal was better than winning an NBA championship, that just put my mind, know what his mind said at. You know, you play the NBA every year. The goal is to win a championship in the NBA. Not just to play and go home. To win a championship. When you go to the Olympics, the goal is to what? To win gold. You know?
Exactly. That didn't feel good.
That
no.
just tell you
that,
what
I
his
like,
mind
oh,
is.
Oh, no.
it didn't sit good with me either.
Did not feel
yep.
good.
So right now, we got a game update. It's the third quarter in the NFL for the Thursday night game. The Seattle Seahawks got 10. The Rams got 3. They're finally on the board. The Rams are a dumpster fire. I love to say that. They should have been started Jared Goff, but their good old coach, Jeff Fisher, who has tied the most losses ever, who just got fired, you know, that was his decision.
Yep.
What was your thoughts on the Rams? I'm pretty sure, you know, you agreed that Fisher should have been fired, correct?
Yes. Your job
okay.
is to coach a winning team, or at least have your team go 8-8. Your team, but you have for
mm-hmm.
years have had a losing record.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you here for? You can't coach winners. You're coaching people that are losing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even worried about the Seahawks tonight. I knew, like, the Rams are automatic dub every time we play them. Anytime anybody plays them, automatic dub. Some of just riding us through, but
now,
for the Rams' sake,
they could.
They need to find a coach that can motivate them. They don't even want to play.
Like, they don't.
Okay,
and they got
try.
A good defense. That defensive front is very good, led by Aaron Donald. They have a good defensive front, but their offense can't stay on the field long enough. That defense get worn out. You know, tonight the defense is playing very, very well in Seattle. But it's just like they get worn down. You know, right now Thomas Rawls got 11 carries for 17 yards. Todd Gurley, 10 carries for 47 yards. The only touchdown that went to, that was the tight end Luke Wilson from Russell Wilson. Huh, Wilson to Wilson. And Goff just can't get anything going on the offensive side of the ball for L.A. So I'm pretty sure you had, you know, the Seahawks winning tonight. I'm showing your picks.
Yeah, that was that's my pick. I would have never.
Oh, okay.
Ain't she to face the Rams? The other team.
Okay. All right. Special shout out to Stacy. I'm glad you're watching tonight, lady. We are representing you on here on Sports Elite with the Stacy Strong bracelets. You get well, girl. You're going to fight this and beat this thing called cancer, girl. We're here with you. All right.
Yes,
so we're going to go ahead and get into our – oh, yeah. We're going to get into our NFL picks of the week. And so I'm going to go ahead and read them off to you. We already said who we had for tonight's game. We both picked Seattle. So let's go ahead and start off. You got Green Bay at Chicago. Who you got?
Green Bay. It's still the Bears.
All right. Yeah, I got Green Bay. Yep. Yeah, they will. Jacksonville at Houston.
Houston. The Jags aren't doing
I picked Houston.
You know, they're automatic up as well.
Yeah, they're terrible. Cleveland at Buffalo.
Oh, I hope Buffalo can pull the win. Definitely Buffalo.
I know, right?
Cleveland needs help.
Philadelphia at Baltimore.
You said Baltimore and who?
Philadelphia at Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore, definitely.
Yeah, I got Baltimore.
Philly needs
Tennessee
redone as well.
At Kansas City.
Kansas City, definitely.
Yeah, I got Kansas City. Detroit at your Giants.
You already know it is. Giants got that.
I'm just gonna play devil's advocate here, you know. Advocate here, you know. I'm gonna pick the Lions, you know. Just the Lions.
Okay, let's see what happens on Monday.
Oh yeah, the Colts.
Don't be quiet, Monday.
I ain't gonna be quiet. The Colts at the Vikings.
Oh, Colts. Yeah.
Okay, I picked Minnesota on that one. It would be a terrible game. Pittsburgh at the Bengals. Who you got?
I got Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I went Pittsburgh. I see you, Will Stevenson. He believes in them. He believes in them Lions on the road.
I believe in the
Lions. New Orleans. You believe in the Lions?
But not
gotta get your done. All right. I picked Pittsburgh as well for that game against Cincinnati. All right, we got New Orleans at Arizona.
Now, this one can go either way. I still want Larry Fitzgerald to do well, so I'm going with Cardinals, man. Going with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I want me the Cardinals. I'm going with the Cardinals. Drew Brees for the last two games has been held with no touchdowns, which is, wow, that's crazy. We got next San Francisco at Atlanta. And the Georgia Dome, who you got?
Oh, the Falcons got that easy.
Yeah, I got that. I think Freeman going to run for like 150 yards on that San Francisco sorry defense. All right, then the next one we got New England at Denver, yes.
New England
at Denver, who you got? I got
New England
as well. Oakland at San Diego.
Oakland, hands down.
I got Oakland. Tampa Bay at my Cowboys. Who you got?
Tampa
Sorry,
Bay.
I get excited. Y'all know I got my Cowboys in that one bounce back. Dak Prescott, 3 touchdowns. Holler at me. We got Carolina against the Washington Redskins. Who you got?
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I know it's risky, but I'm going with the Panthers. I think they're going to get that win.
Somebody goes against the Redskins. That's what you do. I'm going to, with the upset, the Panthers. I'm going with the upset. Kirk Cousins throw a pick six at the end and lose the game.
Exactly. It's going to go just like that. Very close.
That's
game.
What I'm hoping. I'm hoping that's what happens so I can laugh at all the Redskins fans that love to give me a hard time on Facebook. I can like, ha-ha, y'all got your own choke stuff. That's right, Will Stevenson, never pick Washington. You're right. I pick them sometimes, but I have to go brush out my mouth a little bit afterwards because it makes a nasty taste in my mouth. Yeah. But so with that being said, I'm going to hit our last update for the game with the Rams in Seattle. The Rams have the ball right now. They still got 3-10. So, like you said about that, I don't think they're going to do anything. But that's all our time right now. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Renora Lewis, for coming on the show tonight. We definitely got to have you on again,
you.
Especially for our all-ladies show that's coming up next year. We'll definitely keep you in mind for that because when the all-ladies show, that's our one of our shows that all, I guess all the guys, they love it. They keep asking for it. So part 3 is coming back next year. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that. You're going to have a panel of some of y'all favorite ladies on here. Y'all that's going to duke it out, you know, girl fight.
All right.
I like it. I enjoy it, you know. So hold on just one more time. Somebody said they want to say something to you. Caller, last 4-2-0-3-5, you're on the air with Tay. What's your name? Okay. You call, you're on the air with Tay. What's your name?
Savona Blake.
All right, somebody just. Okay, I guess somebody just wanted to play on the line tonight.
Oh.
I didn't hear anybody. No, Will. I don't have any children here at this house. People ask me a lot of things on this Facebook feed. But ladies and gentlemen, you only got a few more minutes if you want to call in and say anything to our special guest. And the number is 213-943-3407. You can ask her anything you want. Show is winding down. We got 6 more minutes left. Will wants to know, do you have any kids? Wow. I told you, people ask the craziest things.
No, I did not.
She ain't got no kids, Will. We all over here, we kid-free. You see me, I got a Christmas tree in the background. Those gifts back there, they're for my nieces and nephews. That's what they're for. You know, I got some shoes up on in there. I buy some for myself. Well, that's mostly what I do. But we'll go ahead and wrap the show up tonight. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. But like I said, we're going to keep you in mind for the all-lady show that's coming up in April. So keep a lookout for that.
All right. That's my birthday month.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it.
All right. So you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at so they can follow you and talk to you about some sports. Go ahead.
You can find me on Twitter at sports with a Z _ lady with a capital L at Twitter.
All right, y'all. So y'all make sure y'all go out there and y'all follow her right now. You know, go ahead and get her into some of the debates that she have out there and talk to her. You know, especially you ladies out there, Monette, I see you, who go ahead and listen to her and just have a good time with her. You see, she's nice. She won't bite y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to talk sports just like you. All right? So thank you so much for coming on, and I'll see you in April, all right?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
All right. That was our special guest that we had on tonight, Ms. Renora Lewis. And as you see, she's a New York all the way fan, and we got a call on the line, last 4-2-8-35. Okay, they decided not to want to talk to us tonight, but that's all right. I guess they wanted to talk to our special guest, and that's cool. All right, Will, you be good, too. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's been the episode of Sports Elite with Tay. I hope y'all join us next week. We have another exciting special guest that's going to be on the show, and that'll be our last show for the year. And then we got another show for 2017 that we're already booked until June. So it'll be great, great, great. If you want to be on the show, want to come on here and debate and show your skills, it's not hard. It's very easy. Just come on here. Email me, sportseliteshow@gmail.com. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook, you can go ahead and inbox me your interest, and we'll get you a date to come on and just have some fun with us for an hour, debate, just chill, all right? So y'all be easy, y'all have a good night, and y'all stay safe, all right? Peace.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm